Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org. Where the dazzlies are
followed. You are indeed listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk on Sheffield Live with myself, James Fagan, and Sam Hindley, back after our little Christmas break. Although Sam gave you some lovely, lovely seasonal music right through the Christmas period, and I hope you got to hear those shows. But we're in a new year, and one of the things we've been promising each other to do on our first program back is to play you the next piece of music. It's an extraordinary work. It is the title track of the Magpie Arc's second full-length album, and they've named their album Gil Brenton after this song. And Sam and I have a little bit to do with it in the sense, although we are not the creators of it, when we started our child ballad feature, Sam, we quickly ran into one much quicker than we expected where we couldn't find any recordings, and that was number 5, which was a bit of a surprise. We're going all the way back now to the beginning of 2021, when Sam and I started the Friday's Child feature. The first 4 obviously were pretty plain sailing, but we got to number 5 and we had to do what we said we would do when we got to ballads in the Child Ballad collection that didn't have recordings, and that was to ask friends and musicians if they were interested in setting them. And over the last 5 years, we've heard quite a few different settings, but the very first one, if you like, that we asked people to do was this one. And Nancy Kerr put her hand up and said, I am going to tackle this ballad. Now, the reason it hasn't been recorded is that the subject matter of the song is pretty hard going. It's a dark tale, but it's an important ballad, Sam, and that's why it is in at number 5 in Child Ballads. It's an important story. It is called Gil Brenton. You'd have to go back 5 years of programs to April 2021 to hear the first recording of it, which was Nancy on her own playing the guitar, where she set Gil Brenton to her own tune. And little did we know back then, Sam, fast forward 5 years, that there'd be a Magpie Arc folk rock album named after a massively realised version of this put together by this great folk rock band.
Indeed, James. It's quite extraordinary, isn't it? It feels quite extraordinary to think that. And it's a privilege to think that we're a bit of an inspiration for this album.
Indeed, and it's a privilege to know that Nancy put this to music for this show. But it's also lovely to see how that we are all just part of a living tradition, and that this song will now be sung again, and this song will be sung more as a result of it being part of it. Now, it's a 13-minute track, but because we are an independent radio program on Sheffield Live radio station, we don't have editors telling us what we can and cannot play. No. So tune in, sit back and enjoy this magnificent arrangement with music by Nancy Kerr and Tom Wright, an arrangement by the Magpie Arc. We are very excited to present Gil Brenton by the Magpie Arc.
Thank you. three sisters in one hall. Bow down, bow down, and I the flower of them all. Bow down, you lofty tree, unto the green wood I did go. Bow down, bow down, to pick the cherry and the sloe. Bow down, you lofty tree. And by there came such a fine young man. Bow down, bow down, his hair was of the gold so grand. Bow down, you lofty tree. He seemed to me like some royal son. Bow down, bow down, but he kept me there so long, so long. Bow down, you lofty tree. He kept me there so long, so long. Bow down, bow down, till maids of morning sang their song. Bow down, you lofty tree.
Well, indeed. What can you say? I just think that's a magnificent piece of work altogether, and I'm delighted to play it on Thank Goodness It's Folk. We're lucky, aren't we, Sam, to get to play music that we love.
Yes.
And we're lucky to get to play long tracks because some of the best songs are long. That was Magpie Ark with Gil Brenton, their extravagant and awesome setting, Nancy Kerr's new setting tune of Child Ballad No. 5 with arrangement from Nancy Kerr, Tom Wright, Finlay Napier and Alex Hunter. The band at the moment, if you catch them, also have the privilege of having Sam Carter on lead guitar following the departure of Martin Simpson. It's an extraordinary story, Magpie Ark. It's a band that is hard to pin down, isn't it, Sam? Except to say that one of the reasons they're so good is that they openly rejoice in the music that they love, particularly in the folk rock music that they love. And they have gone about over the last several years paying homage, not just in their music, but in the festivals that they run, to the generation of pioneers before them. And one of the things I want to mention is the Indoor Festival of Folk. It'll be at Cecil Sharp House on the 7th of February, and it's the fourth time Magpie Ark have hosted such an event, and it is always brilliant. And this year's lineup is really incredible, Sam. One of the highlights is that Maddie Pryor and Peter Knight from Steel Ice Band came together a few years ago, and it was the first time they'd been on stage together for quite a long time, and they came together to talk about the history of the band and to talk about folk rock. But in doing so, they both were so moved by thinking about the past of that band and thinking about people who'd gone before, like Bob Johnson and like Tim Hart, that they vowed to do some stuff together. And it's lovely to see that Matty Pryor and Peter Knight will not only be appearing at the Indoor Festival of Folk, but singing together and performing together. It's incredible. And to add to that, we've got Simon Nicol, the founder, one of the founders, and life member of Fairport Convention, in conversation with Matthew Bannister. We have Chris Wood, we have Lisa Knapp and Jerry Diver, and Ellie Gowers, and of course the hosts of the show, the Magpie Arc. These festivals are becoming quite the thing, aren't they?
They are indeed. Sad to say I won't be able to be at this one, but I've enjoyed them in the past and look forward to going back again.
I think it's a really interesting approach to a festival as well, to not just have a lot of bands going on, but to combine some of the things that our listeners are interested in as well, which is the history of this music, the people who make the music, the history of folk rock. And so the guests that they've had over the last few years include some very, very notable and important members of that community. And it's just wonderful. Then to hear it all come together on a track which is sort of like folk's Bohemian Rhapsody, let's face it. It's a big track. And I don't know how often it'll get played on the radio, but
we had to be the one to play that, didn't we? Really?
We did. Thank you, Magpie Arc, for making it. And thank you for the beautiful record, Gil Brenton.
We should say as well that I think it's Child Ballad 20 is also on there, the mantle.
That's right.
Which is
featuring guest appearances from Matty Pryor and Jethro Tull's very own Ian Anson, which is quite the thing. And that was one of the featured singles this week in the folk charts. And check out the album. Buy yourself a physical copy, or you can get it on vinyl, or you can download it on Bandcamp. Sam, something incredibly exciting is happening in the very room that we are sat on the 2nd of February, and that is that you are hosting, along with me on this occasion, the wonderful Julie Murphy and her partner Kerry, who are just brilliant musicians and have been playing together since they met in the early 1980s at art school. And we had Julie on the program towards the end of last year talking about her very special retrospective, a double vinyl, featuring some recordings that have never been released before. The opening track is from a demo cassette that she and Kerry made in 1987, and we're going to hear that now. It's a beautiful track, isn't it?
It is, and it's another very, very important child ballad.
It is.
one that we love very much.
Yep.
And yes, I think all we can say is, here's Julie Murphy with a Willie of Winsbury.
Stood naked upon the stair.
Fantastic track that is. That comes from Peter Rowan and the Nashville Bluegrass Band from their 1988 release New Moon Rising, and I'm indebted to Matthew Quinn for passing on that vinyl to me, and it belonged, before it belonged to Matthew and before it belonged to me, it was in the collection of Ken and Peter in London, Peter Webb and Ken Hall, who have been redistributing their LPs, their folk LPs, many of which have ended up with Matt Quinn. And I'm very grateful to Matt for giving me that one, because I'm a huge fan of Peter Rowan. I saw him at the National Folk Festival in Canberra many years ago, and I didn't really know much about his importance in American music until that festival, and I was absolutely blown away by what he did. So this album's been a revelation to me, and on it are some incredibly gifted musicians, including Peter Rowan, who is the lead vocalist, but also you will have heard on that track, which was called That High Lonesome Sound, you'll have heard the unmistakable fiddle playing of Stuart Duncan and dobro playing by guest Jerry Douglas, and the album also features the guest vocals of Maura O'Connell. It is called New Moon Rising, and anyone who loves American music will probably know about that record. Thanks, Matt, and thanks for passing that on to me. Sam, somebody we love very much on this program is Holly Clark, and we've got quite a bit to talk about.
We have indeed, James, but I'll just say before that, before that track you heard Julie Murphy, and Julie will be coming to Live at Sam's. We're really looking forward to it on February the 2nd. And that will be a great night. But yes, we're back to Holly Clark, and Holly Clark will be joining us on the 12th of February with George Sampson at Live at Sam's. But before that, Holly will be joining us on the 6th of February, I believe.
That's right. She'll be our guest on Thank Goodness It's Folk on Friday the 6th of February to coincide with the release of the very first single from her brand new solo album. Sam and I are both incredibly excited to hear Holly's new record. I've heard a couple of sneak previews from it, and believe me, it is going to be one of the releases of 2026. So make sure you're listening to the Folk Show on Friday the 6th of February to hear Holly Clark. But from her previous record, There's No Better Harbour, Sam has chosen this track. This is The Maid of Kilmore.
From sweet Londonderry to fair London town, there's no better harbour on earth can be found. When the children each evening do play around the strand, and the joy bells were harbor be found when the children each evening do play around the strand, and the joy bells were ringing for the maid of Kilmore.
One of the great vocalists on the scene at the moment, Holly Clark, and you can hear her on this program on February the 6th, launching her new record and new single. Sam, we have a new feature, and given that we've gone to the trouble of making a new jingle for it and that we're only going to get to use the jingle for 6 weeks, do you think we could stand to hear it again?
Let's hear it again.
I come like a comet newborn, like the sun that arises at morning.
Dig Gochard, revolution.
I come like the furious tempest that follows a thundercloud's warning.
1969 to 1983.
I come like the fiery lava from cloud-covered mountains volcanic. I come like a storm from the north that the oceans awake to and
yep, we're very, very excited about the release of this 7-disc box set called Revolution, Dick Gochen unreleased recordings from 1969 right through to 1983. And this week we are looking at disc one, which is live recordings of Dick Gochen made by the BBC from 1969 to 1973. In the first half we heard Dick's first ever appearance on BBC Radio 2 with Fiddler's Green and The Burning of Ockendoon. And now I'm going to play you a duet between himself and Ali Bain with whom he was in The Boys of the Lock, a wonderful band that Dick was in for the first couple of years of their recording history. Let's hear them from a recording made in 1972 on Folk on 2 on BBC Radio 2, and we're going to hear two jigs played by Ali Bain and Dick Gochen, Langstrom's Pony and Banish Misfortune.
And we start with a medley of jigs from Dick Gochen and Ali Bain. Gochen and Ali Bain, who, when they're not working as a duo, are the Scots half of the Boys of the Loch.
Indeed, and we're pretty sure that's the voice of Jim Lloyd. We may be wrong, but he was certainly presenting Folk on 2 by 1969. And Sam's just told me he's still alive in his 90s and living in Australia. So next week we'll be looking at more from the incredible box set Dick Gochen Revolution. But the best way to help Dick at the moment is to get a copy of it and to go and look at how you can get involved with the fundraiser, part of which of the money, as well as supporting Dick himself, is to look at ways of getting the copyright back, which may be as far as we know, unfairly owned by a certain company who we've mentioned many times on this program, but I won't mention again today. But if you know the history of what happened to the Leader and Trailer catalogue, including many of Dick Gocken's seminal and early works, and Nick Jones and many, many others, then you'll know why a group of people are fighting hard to get some justice for those artists.
And all I will say is I hope it sets a standard of what might happen in the future for those other artists, including Dick Gocken and Nick Jones.
Absolutely. Speaking of Nick Jones, should we have some?
Yeah, good idea. Great idea.
Here from his beautiful record, Penguin Eggs, is Canada I.O.
Seaport town called Canada I.O. So she bargained with a young sailor boy, it's all for a piece of gold. Straightway then he led her all down into the hold, saying, I'll dress you up in sailor's clothes, your jacket shall be blue. You'll see that seaport town called Canada Isle. Now when the other sailors heard the news, well, they fell into a rage. And with all the whole ship's company, they were willing to engage, saying, we'll tie her hands and feet, me boys, overboard we'll throw her, and she'll never see that seaport town called Canada I.O. Now when the captain, he's heard the news, well, he too fell in a rage. And with all of his whole ship's company, he was willing to engage, saying, she'll stay all in sailor's clothes, her collar shall be blue. She'll see that seaport town called Canada I.O. Now when they came down to Canada, scarcely above half a year, she's married this bold captain who called her his dear. She She's dressed in silks and satins now, and she cuts a gallant shawl. She's the finest of the ladies down in Kennedy Isle. Come all you fair and tender girls, wheresoever you may be, I'd have you to follow your own true love when he goes out on the sea. For if the sailors prove false to you, well, the captain, he might prove true. You see the honor that I have gained by the wearing of the blue.
The genius that is Sam Carter from his brand new EP, which came out on the 5th of December, called The Oaken Poacher, and that was Now Is the Cool of the Day, a song that I first heard sung by Coop Boys and Simpson, but realised beautifully there by Sam Carter. And the reason I played Sam just then was that he is about to launch a year's worth of concerts featuring music by his hero, Nick Jones. And we heard Nick Jones from Penguin Eggs, and then we heard Sam. And Sam starts that at Celtic Connections in Glasgow on the 20th of January. The show's called Ballads and Songs. Sam Carter sings Nick Jones. And Sam, you were just saying you couldn't think of anyone better to do a tribute to the work of Nick Jones.
Oh, absolutely, James. I mean, like we were saying, it's a pure passion project for Sam, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And he's got the skill to do it. And he's such a remarkable guitar player.
Yeah, and you can hear the influence on his guitar playing straight from
that's right. We're running out of time. We're having so much fun being back with you here on Thank Goodness It's Folk in the new year 2026. We've got so much more to play you over the coming weeks, but Sam, you've got a lovely song led by Kareen Polwart now.
Indeed, James, one of my absolute favorite albums of the year has been Looking for the Thread by Mary Chapin Carpenter, Kareen Polwart and Julie Fowlis, and from it, here's Kareen leading the song Rebecca.
Write your name upon me, Rebecca. Leave your mark in the old bark like a love letter. Trace your fingers along the scars where the cold steel blade tried to cut me down. They will never truly heal. I can feel them, they will never truly heal, but I can seal them, they will never truly heal, but here I am, and I am still growing. Wrap your around me, Rebecca. Climb as high as you can and we'll seek the light together. Trace your fingers along the scars where the cold steel blade tried to cut me down. They will never truly heal. I can upon me, Rebecca. Let's look over the Black Ridge and face the weather. Trace your fingers along the scars where the cold steel blade tried to cut me down. They will never truly heal. I can feel truly heal, but I can seal them, they will never truly heal, but here I am, they will never truly heal, I can feel them, they will never truly heal, but I can
Well, that was Kieran Polwart, Mary Chipping Carpenter, and Julie Fowlis from the album Looking for a Thread. That was Rebecca, one of my favourite albums of the year. Thank you very much for listening today. It's been great to be back together again broadcasting. It's been a really fun show together today, and we will be back next week. But I think we're doing 1 hour each next week.
Couple of things to tell you about coming up in Sheffield over the next couple of days. If you like Kaylee dancing, you will know Hecate are a brilliant Sheffield-based Kaylee band, and they will be doing the Kaylee tomorrow night at Crook Social Club. That's Saturday the 10th of January. You can see Robin Gare singing at the Gardener's Rest on Sunday the 11th of January. You can see Henry Parker at Crook's Folk Club, a wonderful, wonderful guitarist based in Leeds. Quite excellent. He's on Thursday, the 15th of January. And then looking forward, Live at Sam's have a few tickets left for Ashley Hutchings and Blair Dunlop. I'm amazed that hasn't sold out yet. There's a few tickets left for next weekend, Saturday, the 17th of January. But we'll leave you with the great Rod Stradling, to whom this show is dedicated this week. Very sorry to lose him from the world and the world of folk. Such an influential and important musician, a melodeon player extraordinaire. And I thought it would be very moving to finish with two tunes that Rod used to play specifically for Bampton Morris. So from his solo album, Rhythms of the Wold, let's hear the great Rod Stradling playing Highland Mary and Old Tom of Oxford.